Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, with the guys on vacation, we thought we would have some fun here. So we're going to call it kind of the beauty bag, because this is something that we have talked about dipping into the beauty bag on the show before. And the guys, Bert and Jeff, look at me when I bring up this idea and roll their eyes and they're like, oh, do we really have to sit through this or whatever? They just aren't into it. So I'm like, okay, they're out. We need to do this. And we want to know your best kept beauty secrets or like tips and tricks that you use for beauty that maybe people wouldn't think of.
Even bizarre stuff.
Even like weird stuff, right. Stuff your mom told you about, something like old school, or maybe it's like a product you can't live without or something like that. We're just going to compile a whole list, and then later on we'll post them online so everybody can sort of share their beauty secrets. I have a couple that I can share, but Jamie Massey, you said that you've got one to start off and add to the list.
Well, I know that it's probably not possible for most people, but I have unbelievably straight, long brown hair, and it's just really, really straight most of the time. And the one thing that I do or don't do is just to keep it from getting split ends and everything. When you have hair that's pretty long, split ends is kind of a problem.
Definitely an issue.
And I just never, ever blow dry my hair.
Never.
Never. I mean, maybe that's like really once good. A month if I have to run out. But you guys, I mean, half the time I come in here with wet hair in the morning. But I just don't blow dry it. Like, it makes it kind of crunchy and it makes it dry out. And I never blow dry it or flat iron it or anything like that. And I know that that's not a possibility for some people. But I've just recently gotten some layers and some highlights. And so I'm having a problem keeping the ends straight. So I use Redken straightening balm.
Okay.
That stuff you kind of like
put it in when it's wet?
Yeah, put it in when it's wet. It's like there's a bunch of different ones, and I kind of compile three different Redken products and put them in my hands and do this and go through the hair and walk out the door.
Awesome.
Piece of cake.
All right, I'm starting this list.
Okay. No, I'm what you call low maintenance.
No blow dryer for Jamie Massey. All right, I've got a hair one to add to the list. It's when you do have straight hair, you know, and I actually have naturally curly hair, but straighten it a lot. And it takes a long time with the blow dryer and the straightening iron or whatever. So I want it to last for a couple of days. Look at Phil Tranna, so tuned out.
I know.
But I want it to last for a couple of days. So I actually use baby powder, or they have stuff that's called hair powder. And I put it on my brush. Like, say it's already been straight for a day and I've gone to work and done my thing or whatever. The next morning you wake up, it's kind of getting greasy, like around the hairline, especially in the summertime because you're kind of sweaty or whatever. So you put baby powder on your brush and brush your hair with the baby powder, and it disappears in your hair, but it sucks up some of the grease, and then your hair do lasts a little bit longer.
And also,
you can actually go like an extra day.
Ladies who have daughters like that, I learned that from Millie Pete, because when I was a young girl and was sick, she would do that for me, because if I was too sick to go wash my hair, didn't feel like it or whatever, for me to even feel better, or if I needed to actually see somebody or whatever, she would do that for me even when I was in elementary school, just so I didn't look as bad as I felt.
But
baby powder in the hair absorbs the oil.
Another good hair tip that I've been doing a lot.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just lose it.
Lose your hair.
Very low maintenance hair.
And we're going to take some calls for some beauty tips. I have a request, though. Can I make a quick request?
Yeah.
Because one thing, I want to know the trick to this. And this, you know what? I'm going to call myself out. And ladies, we all do this. So believe it or not, even though Jen Hobby's the one that cries on the air all the time, Melissa Carter does have a heart. And there are tears that come from these ducts in my eyes. And usually, of course, it doesn't happen until I'm off the air and the night before. If I get upset about something the night before, I have to come in here. And I don't... you know, it's anybody that has to go to work. But on this show, if you look like you got the puffy eyes, then the guys are going, what's wrong? Well, let's talk about
and
it.
And you
got
to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
And nobody wants to talk about being upset at the office.
Nobody wants to talk about it. So if anybody has any tips on how to keep your eyes from swelling after a cry, let me know about that. Okay.
Let's just go down the list. Okay. We'll just make this really quick. I'm going to try to take notes so we can put all these up online at allhitsq100.com later on today.
All right, sounds good. Erin, we'll start with you. Hey, Erin.
Hey.
What is your tip for our Birth Show Beauty Bag?
I use this mask. It's a clay mask from, I think, Sweden called Laroset, L-A-R-O-S-E-T.
Uh-huh.
You can Google it, and you just put it on your face, and then once it's done, it dries. You wash it off, and then your skin just feels so smooth. It looks bright and it feels healthy.
How often do you do the clay mask?
Well, I mean, you can do it every other day. It's $25 a bottle, but it's, or a tube, but it's I love it.
It's so worth it.
Thank you, Erin. And next call is Allison online too, and she I love these tip products that you use for something else that it's not made for.
Right.
Hey, Allison.
Hi. I was calling in. I forget where I read it a while ago, but if you ever get pimples and they're red, uh-huh. If you put just a little Visine on before you put anything else on, it won't take all the redness away, but it will reduce it immensely.
So it takes the redness out of your pimple, not just your eyes, but your pimple.
Exactly.
I love that. Awesome. Thank you, Allison.
That's a great
You're
one.
Welcome.
All right, Lisa on line three. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your tip?
Two quick ones. One of them is I use Buff Plus and Betadine.
Okay.
And a dermatologist told me to use it because I had dry skin and I sometimes would have breakouts, and it totally diminishes and kills any problems that I've ever had. And the next one's going to sound odd.
Wait a second. What was that first one again?
Buff Puffs and Betadine.
Buff Puffs and Betadine. And you just rub it on like you're washing your face with the Buff Puffs with the Betadine?
Yes. And then I rinse it off with unscented Dove soap.
Okay. Now, is the Betadine the stuff that stains, am I thinking of something else? I'm thinking of
iodine.
I think it does stain. I think it has iodine or something in it because I've gotten it on towels and I can't get it off.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the next really odd one is that my stepmom shaves, and it's totally diminished and killed any possibility of having wrinkles.
She shaves her face?
Her face, yep. And it's not because of any reason except for the fact that she doesn't want wrinkles. And if you look at men, you see that they don't usually have wrinkles and they shave.
Now, shaving the face doesn't cause like the peach fuzz to get coarser, does it?
I mean, I've asked her that and she said she never has any problems.
Wow.
And the dermatologist said that she should never have any problems and she's been doing it for years and she's got flawlessly gorgeous skin.
Really? Wow. Whoa. Okay.
No wrinkles.
That's a good secret.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go to, I'm sorry, Jen.
I was going to say 404-741-1005 if you have a tip or a beauty secret to add into our beauty bag.
All right. Line 4, Jessica. She has another solution for pimples. Hey.
Hi there. When you go to bed at night, if you have a really red pimple, you can put toothpaste on it and then just wash it off when you wake up in the morning. It reduces the size and the redness.
Fantastic. Toothpaste the night before and leave it on to dry.
On your pimples.
I love this. Ruth, hey, line 5.
Hi.
Tell
How
us
are
your
you?
Secret. Good.
This is a hair secret. I have red curly hair down almost to my butt, so I have a lot of hair. And I was having major issues. No matter how I washed my hair, what kind of products I used, my hair always felt heavy. Couldn't strip out enough out of it. And my hairstylist told me to go and get a 2 liter of Coke, put a bucket in the sink, and basically douse my hair with soda, and then pour it in a container and just repeatedly do it 3 or 4 times and then wash your hair normal. The acid strips everything out of your hair, and when you wash and condition your hair is soft and silky.
Wow.
Thank you, Ruth. Have you ever...
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Can of Coke, or you say a 2 liter of Coke, you put it in
a
bucket.
Well, it's easiest to have a big bottle of it. I put like a big salad bowl in the bathtub and on my hands and knees and just... I keep pouring it on my hair, and I just scoop it out and pour it and pour it and pour it, and my hair 100%
change the very first time. I couldn't believe it.
That's great.
When you wash your hair, you know, and you use stripping agents, you wash and condition your hair, you put it right back on. So it's sort of pointless. So you spend all this money for nothing when you can pay a dollar at the grocery store and get a 2 liter of soda and do the same thing.
That's great.
I love that
You know what? And there's the list of Coke, like all the things that Coke can do.
Yes.
Fascinating. All right, well, line one, Joanne has a solution for me because I had asked earlier, when you're crying and you want to get the puffiness out, what do you do? Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Actually, a few years ago, I was told that to put Preparation H under your eyes after you've been crying. Okay. I mean, of course, you do the normal, like, warm washcloth and everything, but if it's still puffy after a while, put Preparation H on there.
Fantastic. Now, my question about the Preparation H, have you actually done it?
Yes, actually, when I was modeling, one of my coaches told me that Preparation H under the eyes, you can use your cucumber slices. St. Ives also makes a Preparation H gel. Oh, not, I'm sorry. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. St. Ives makes a cucumber gel that you can also use, which works. And also for red zits that are on your skin, you can use Visine on there to take the red out.
We did hear that early on. That is an awesome one.
Yeah.
My question about the I'm interested in this preparation
age.
is when you put it on, obviously you have to be careful not to get it in your eye.
Right.
And then does it, like, can you put it on and then put makeup on and go to work, or do you have to put it on, let it sit there, and then wash it off?
Well, I always did it the night before. Usually when I cry, it's at night, or I never cried right before I went to work. So I would just put it on before I went to bed, and in the morning I'd be fine.
And then you just wash it off in the morning and go, okay.
Right.
So I need to do the I have to do the combination because it's not just beneath, but my eyelid swells too.
You just have to be careful not to get it in your eye, Melissa.
Right.
Because then you won't
be dangerous.
Exactly. What happened
the next day? I have another one, which is before you go to sleep, which I've noticed, and this is good in the wintertime, especially when your lips get all dry and stuff. But I put on massive amounts of lip balm before going to sleep, and I just keep it in my nightstand. And so you can use whatever kind of, you know, chapstick or whatever else, but I just, use one of those pots of like the Burt's Bees stuff or whatever, and just lather it on there, like put on like way more than you even think that you would ever need. And you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, they're all like soft and all the cracks have gone away or whatever. And then you don't have to have cracky lips.
Burt's Bees, any of their products.
So good.
It's so good. Okay, and one last call. I love this because everybody, I guess, is concerned about blemishes. So, Allison, line three.
Hey.
Hi.
If you take the sticky end of a Band-Aid and you stick it over your zit, it reduces the redness and the size of it.
Really?
Now, wait a second. You put the sticky end of the Band-Aid on the pimple, and then you rip it off?
Yeah, in the morning. You sleep with it on, and you just, like, peel it off in the morning. And you just, like, cut the little ends of it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. I don't know why. My friend told me about it, and it does. So
I love that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks, everybody else. Sorry we didn't get to your calls. You know, one person, Christine, thinks that freezing spoons, then putting them on my eyes will reduce swelling.
Oh,
so
that's good.
And then watch them stick to my eyes, and I can't get them off.
Frozen
and then,
spoons.
Yeah, exactly. And then Katie says olive oil and salt makes a great body scrub. I know olive oil. My sister used to put olive oil in her bath when she would soak before she took a bath, and said that that's really good. And mayo and vegetable oil as a hair conditioner. Leanne,
mayo,
thank you for that.
And vegetable oil.
And vegetable
oil. I'm trying to write all these down. We're going to get somebody to type all these up, and we'll post them online for you. I have one more, and this will be good if you're going to work this morning. Look how bored Phil is.
I know.
but if you tweeze your eyebrows, you know, and you get some of those random ones, you'll do it in the mirror at home, in the bathroom, and then you go to work and you're like in a different mirror. You're like, how did I miss that one? Do it in your car. Because not while you're driving. I certainly don't endorse that. But when you get in your car, bring your tweezers, and when you look in the car mirror, that is the best place to pluck your eyebrows.
Best
I'm telling you, because it's the best lighting. You get all that natural light in there. You can see them a lot more. So when you got to do your brows, bring the tweezers in the car.
I'm just thinking about how sexy the women of America are going to look going to bed tonight after getting out of the shower, emptying out 2 2-liters of Coke on their hair, putting toothpaste on their zits, putting Visine on their zits with spoon on their eyes, mayonnaise in their hair.
Preparation
and
H.
And Preparation H on their eye. Good God, the women of Atlanta are going to be sexy as hell tonight.
The Burt Show.